Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the continued study of the precious Word. We trust by God's grace and help, you are being edified and blessed by the consideration of the future truth that God will yet perform in relation to the earth. Most of all do we pray that your own soul is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you can say in the words of the poet, it is well with my soul. For the future that lies before this earth is one of coming judgment, and it is only the soul that is in Christ who is safe forevermore. May this be your portion. We continue to consider one of the most important events in coming history, the last great siege of Jerusalem. I do not know how many of you may have had the privilege of reading from the account of the Jewish historian by name of Josephus, the description that he gives concerning the siege of Jerusalem in the year A.D. 70. When under the Roman general Titus, the city was besieged for approximately 6 months and brought to the ground. The writings of Josephus, who lived in that day and who was taken prisoner by the Romans and who watched the siege as he was thus held prisoner, his description is indeed graphic as well as awe-inspiring for the suffering of those fanatical defenders of the city are beyond telling in human language. But, O my beloved, may I state, though the sieges of Jerusalem have been many throughout their centuries of existence, the one that lies before them in the day of Israel's greatest crisis will be the last great siege of which we are reading in the book of Zechariah chapter 12. May I read verses 2 and 3 of this chapter for our meditation today. God saying, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people or for all nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Now let us recognize, as we have stated, who is the authoritative speaker in the chapter. For in the first verse of the chapter we found it was a divine speaker, none other than the omnipotent God in heaven, the one who made the heavens and the earth. He himself is speaking. The Almighty One, the Creator, the one who sustains by his power the universe. And he who speaks indicates there will be no impossibility for his word not to be fulfilled. His word is sure. Now note verse 2 as we have read it. He has a determined purpose. My beloved, may I say, God has a determined purpose. And that determined purpose relates to Jerusalem. And in that coming day of its siege, his purpose is to make that city what he calls a cup of trembling, meaning an intoxicating cup of divine judgment for the nations of the earth. Oh, my beloved, may I state, that they who deal with Jerusalem and seek the destruction of God's city as well as his earthly people will find that they will be drinking from an intoxicating cup that will cause them to drink, to stagger, and to fall, and never to rise again. Let me read the words of the prophet Isaiah as I go to the 51st chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, reading verses 21 through 23 of this great prophecy. Listen to these words. God saying through his servant Isaiah, therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. And the words are referring to his earthly people, who have been afflicted, who had been staggering for centuries. Thus saith the Lord, thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I take an out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt drink, no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which hath said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. May I give but a very brief, but I trust a clear meaning to these words of Isaiah in his prophecy. God says, my people have had the cup of trembling. They have indeed been afflicted. They have been drunken, though not with wine, but with the suffering and the cup of trembling that the nations have made them to drink of, that cup of fury. He said, I'm going to take that cup of trembling out of the hands of my people. They shall no more drink it. And I'm going to put that cup of trembling into the hands of the nations that have afflicted thee. The nations which have said to Israel, bow down, that we may go over. And Israel has, as it were, laid themselves on the ground and on the street for the nations to go over them. My beloved, may I state frankly, may I state it, there's going to be a reversal of the conditions. The tables are going to be changed. And God is going to deal for the sake of his people and for the sake of the city of Jerusalem. And he will cause those who come to Jerusalem in that day to thus take the cup of trembling that he will place into their lips and make them drink. Now let's read verse 3. Note his determined purpose. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people or nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. My beloved, and I'm going to be very blunt and clear, and briefly state, there will be a confederacy of all the nations attacking Jerusalem at the end time. The Western powers will be associated with it, the Assyrian powers, the Southern powers, the Northern powers, the kings of the East. But this is the solemn, determined purpose of God. The absolute destruction of those nations. They will never again, following this siege, rise to persecute his earthly people. This will be man's last effort to fight against God under the energy of Satan as they seek to take their wrath and hatred and vengeance and spite upon his earthly people. My beloved, I'm glad that I'm saved and will not be in that coming day of wrath a part of that awful atrocity and subjected to the awful divine judgment. Let me repeat the words of God. Listen to them. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone. And my beloved, the nations and nation that trouble themselves to try to deal with the people of Israel and the city of Jerusalem at the close of the age, know what God said. They shall be cut in pieces, even though all the nations of the earth be gathered against them. Now I want to tell you frankly, they'll never be able to defeat God. May I read the fourth verse? God saying, in that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. For there is very definitely astonishment, blindness, madness visited upon the enemies of Israel. And I would like to remind my radio listeners who are concerned about the prophecies of Scripture, this is but the very reversal of what God has done to his earthly people. If you read the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, some of the last words written by Moses, you have the history of God's people, virtually, from their beginning to the end, until the Messiah comes. And you will find God stating in that chapter that he would bless his people if they obeyed him, but he would curse them and punish them if they disobeyed. And part of the punishment that is recorded in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, and even verse 28, is that he would visit upon his own people astonishment. He would inflict them with blindness and madness. And that has been sadly true. The nation of Israel has, under divine judgment, been visited by retributive condemnation and deeds of chastening and discipline throughout the century. But there's going to be a reversal. He will lift that astonishment. He will lift that blindness. He will lift that madness and remove it from his people. And he says, I'm going to put it upon your enemies. My beloved, I wonder if you've ever realized what it means to hate Israel. Have you never read what God told Abraham when he said, them that bless thee will I bless. Them that curse thee will I curse. And God keeps his word. And oh, the omnipotent intervention. God said you can get all the nations of the earth around Jerusalem. He says, I'll cut them in pieces. Beloved, this is solemn. This is the end of the age. This will be the event that will consummate, as it were, the Armageddon battle. When round Jerusalem, the nations will be gathered for the destruction of God's earthly people. But in that day, God will visit with judgment and astonishment and blindness and madness the enemies of Israel. And the eyes of Israel will be opened. For he says, I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah and smite every horse of the people with blindness. I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah. And then you find in verse 5 that they open their eyes and they see Jehovah their God is for them. My beloved, I want to say the tables are going to be turned. There's going to be a great reversal in the position of Israel and the position of the nations. Beloved, we're living in ominous days. We're living near the coming again of the Lord Jesus and the very fulfilling of the event of which we're reading. The last great siege of Jerusalem, which we'll read and study up more in detail. May God open your eyes and mind to see. We should be ready for the coming of the Lord now. God grant you are. Father, bless thy word to the salvation and the awakening of lost sinners. In our Savior's name, amen.